I was just talking about God is love. With whom should we love? Whom should we love? God is love. Our soul has also love in its nature. You see, that love is innate in our soul. And it is natural that love wants somebody to be loved by somebody and to love somebody. Every man wants, I should love somebody, I must have somebody to love, and somebody should be there who should love me. It is nothing but natural. Now the question is, whom should we love? Our soul is a conscious entity. Love is innate in its nature. It requires something with whom we should love. A conscious entity should love with all conscious God, naturally. Our love has been just something which is not conscious, less conscious. Our material world, outward engagement, outward attachment. The result is we go where we love. So man's body is the highest sprung in creation, in the highest thing that we can achieve here in this man body is to go back to the house of our father. The true home of our self, which is conscious, is the true home of our father, which is our conscious. So we should love God, who is immune from coming and going, you see. He is ever existent in all eternity. So all this world came into being by His wish. It is all His expression. The point is, whom we have not seen, how can He love us? Oh, we should love God, but to love God we must be able to see Him. We must be able to come in contact with Him, enjoy His society, His company. For that purpose, God resides in every heart, but blessed is the heart in which He is manifest. The manifested God in man is to be loved. So that the God in him may by radiation boost up our love which is in us already and give us something permanent which is never to decay. And that is God in us already, lifting the controlling power which keeps us in the body. So to love God, the first step is to love such human pole in which He manifests, the God in man, or man in God. You know, He speaks as inspired by God. Although the words appear to be coming through the throat of a human bowl, but it is not He speaking, but the God in Him is speaking. Guru Nanak said one place, I talk what God speaks to me. I am mere a puppet, mere the mouthpiece of God. So whom should we love? We should love God, so that we should have our eternal life, never to return to the world. We may be sent as a teacher to the world, but not as convicts. So just to have contact with God, we should have society with such people, such like persons in whom God is manifest, and who is competent to open our inner eye to see God. What God? Not absolute, but God into expression, which is the cause of all creation, which is imminent in every form, which is pervading all. You see, animate and inanimate. So love with Him will afford us eternal life. But how to have contact with that God? The God which is manifested in human body. So as a matter of reverence, Master sometimes speak of, if God is standing there in human form, God is manifest. Both are standing before us. One side God is standing, the other side the human form in which God is manifest. Who should pay reference? Naturally, the human form at which God is manifest, because if He does not meet us, how can we have love for God unless we see Him? The manifesting God in man gives us an experience of the God in us. So as a matter of reverence, we say, alright, we should bow down to the God in man rather than God in him. Because the latter can only be contacted through the love of God which is manifest in man already. You see? That is why they say, I will bow down to the human form in which is manifest. And then pay obeisance to God. So this is as a matter of reverence. Godman can be the greater of God, mind that. But for the God in him, we pay respect to him because for him only we have been able to see, have some glimpse of God. So that is, we have to, should serve first God and then the God in man. Both are good things which are lead us to the way back to God, to eternal life. Why God? Because by coming in contact with God only we can be emancipated from the wheel of transmigration. And to the God in man, because He gives us a contact with the God in us. You see? So both things are inseparable. Without the one, you cannot do the other. So the love of God is the love of God in man, and the love of God in man is the love of God. You see? So Maulana Rum says, if you come nearby such a human form in God is manifest, you are nearer to God. You are sitting by Him. You want to sit in the presence of God, then sit in the presence of some human form at which He is manifest. For example, there is a powerhouse. One switch is in tune, contacted with the powerhouse. If you sit by the switch, which is such like, you see, it is just sitting quite close to the powerhouse. These are some things you need to explain certain things. This electricity is pervading all through creation, all through. But that does not do us any good, unless that electricity is just collected together in some powerhouse, and that any switch which is in contact with the powerhouse, it does wonders of work for us. You see? So both things are necessary. Love of God, because that's the ultimate goal that will bring us to His home, give us eternal life. And the human soul in which is manifest. Because the God in Him only can give us a contact with God. So both things are necessary. See? So, whom you go, you have got love, you see, the outward experience what we can have of the love of God is the constant remembrance, sweet remembrance of God, which you can never forget. Whom you love, you are always remembering in your heart of heart. You are attracted like anything. How that love dwelt when the child is born. Mother has been loving us, the child. Naturally, he has got affinity in your heart with the mother. For little thing he never forgets. For little everything he always remembers mother. Must go to her life. Whether he die or any trouble also, he will always just go to the lap of the mother. So constant contact with the mother has created love in the child too. It is first he who loves us, not I. So it is the Godman who loves us. And our love is only reciprocal. Whom you love, That where will you go? Where he? If he is not in the transmigration, he has got the eternal home, you will also go to his home, never to return. Now, whom you remember in the heart of us, that reaction there, whom you love, in him. So God says in the Quran, in the Holy Scripture of the Mohammedans, God says, I love those who love me. I remember those who remember me. If we love God, naturally there is a reaction in the heart. But whom can we really remember, you see? Love him, whom we have got contact with him. In that contact which we can have, it is already in us. Controlling power in us, keeping us in the body. So man body is this temple of God in which God resides and we also reside. You see? So constant remembrance, sweet remembrance is bliss giving, you see. Especially in cases when man has a contact with that thing. Whether you have seen him who has enjoyed his love, that love becomes embedded in your heart, you see. Moses once was very, he said he was the best lover of God in the world. So he requested God to let him know anybody else who loves him. So they say that God sent him to a bird sitting on a tree. He went to him to talk to him. Well, are you going on all right? Yes. Is there any difficulty with you? Experience can say there is one difficulty. I am very much in trouble. And what is that? He says here is a spring of water flowing under the tree. Under the tree. The time that takes me from flying from the true tree to go down to that pool of water, that time is very, gives me very much trouble because I forgot the name of it. For the time I am sipping that water, you see. So Moses was ashamed to see that even a bird has got more love of God rather than me. So this is something to show whether we have love for God. God ordered Abraham to sacrifice what is most dear to him. And he first sacrificed a lamb, then a camel. Then he sacrificed, took his son to be sacrificed in the name of God. God stopped. They turned into sheep. Anyhow, God wants, love demands every sacrifice from us. Mind that. Who is the lover of God? Who can sacrifice everything for the name of God? Can we? Can we judge we have got love for God? For trifling things you say, oh, we have no time to remember God, you know. To love, need, sacrifice of everything. Even of your life. What to speak of out of it? To love is God and God is love, you see. Who should we love? We should love God. We are conscious entity, we should love God because He is all consciousness. We are drop of the ocean of all consciousness. And next to Him, who should we love? We are God in manifested. It is not for the human soul we love Him, but for the God manifested in the human soul. Of course, that is blessed in which is manifested. Why? For service, two things are very essential. One, the love of God. The other, love of the human soul at which He is manifested. The God in man or man in God. For the latter, because it gives a contact with God within us, and for the former, because by coming in contact we reach our true home, never to return. So we have love for the God in man, where will we go, where He will go. He comes from the house of our father, it is God who sends him to the world. If we love him, God loves him, as Christ said, yes. Those who love me, he loved my father. And when he loved my father, I manifest myself into him. So these are the words you see expressed by almost all masters who came to the path. So for service there are two things most essential. One, love of God. We are loved innate in our soul. It has to be attached to somebody. Unfortunately, it has been attached to the world outside, material world. So we are coming again and again and again to the world because we are love, it has to go. If we develop love in us for God, which is a very controlling power within us, then naturally we will go to His home, to the home of our Father. But to go there, the intermediary way is God in man. We love God in man, that is that the love of God that creates, dwells love in us for God. So that is why you see people say that the love of God man is the love of God. For the latter, first step is necessary. Because He opens our inner eye to see the God into expression power. So the question was, for that we have to sacrifice everything, you see. Now we can judge where we stand. The highest aim, as I told you, with man's body is to know God, to reach God, to go back to our Father's home. We'll go where we are attached, whose love we have developed in us. We have been coming again and again to the world. Why? Because we are attached to the world. Now in man's body you got fortunate. We have this man's body, the highest rung in creation. If we develop love in us for God, through the grace of the God in man, then we will go where? To our home, to the home of our Father. For this purpose we have to develop love for the God in man. Teacher of a man is a man, like us. He talks from our level and develops love in us, gives a contact within us, opens the inner eye to see the love of God, to see the light of God and the music of all spheres. So we have come to know, remain in any religion you like, you see. The main purpose is to go back to our home, to the home of our Father. And also, while on earth, we should have what? Peaceful life. We can only have peaceful life if we develop love for all. For all, why? For the God in them. Why? We are all brothers and sisters in God. We are conscious entities, dogs of the ocean of all consciousness. So by loving, by love, you see, if it is directed to right source, it gives us peace here and hereafter God. May thy kingdom come on earth. This is what it means. So whom should we love? God. How can we love God? For the God is man. Who is the contact with that? The love of God man is the love of God. Where will he go? He is overflowing with the love and intoxication of God. He is not bound to the earth. He is sent here to guide the child humanity and go back to his home. If we love him, where will he go? Where he goes? If he is not to return to the world, why should we return? How can we return? You follow me? These two things are very essential. So this is among the six, you see, there is a prayer always. O God, grant us love, the company of those who are mouthpiece of the God in man, or who are the God in man. The peaceful mouthpiece of the God, of the one who is God in man, who is manifest, the God in man is manifested in him. And the God in man and God. Such a society in which I should, my love always is directed to you. Such like society with each. It is the very highest, I think, prayer we can have. Oh God, let us meet those people in which you are manifest, who are overflowing with the love of you. You see? Such like society of God grant us. For such like people, you see, how long till the end of the world? Any lover wants to die in the lap of his beloved, is it not? All through life. Even up to the last breaths we have to take, you see. Why? Such like people, you see, love of them will lead us to love of God. It is really love of God, you see. Loving a God man is the love for the God in him, naturally it is love of God. Such like people where they laid their feet, those became places of pilgrimages. Christ was born in Jerusalem. Thousands and thousands of others were born there. Not for that reason, because so many thousands were born there, but for Christ he was born there. So that place was sanctified by the birth of a master. Makkah, Medina, that is sanctified by Prophet Muhammad. So that is the place of pilgrimage for all Muslims in the world. Jerusalem is a place of pilgrimage for all the Christians in the world. And all other places you will find the while the places have become the places of pilgrimage is because some saint, some God in man resided there, lived there. For that in those places have become respectable. You see? And further, why? Because they can our soul which is just identified with the body in outward attachments, he is competent to withdraw our soul from us, attention from outside, raise up, drag up from the level of the outward faculties, and open the inner eye to see the light of God when you become the conscious co-worker of the divine plan. Who is there to bring you back to the world? So this is for that reason, you see. You may have been, you see, away from God from thousands of years back. But once you meet a God in man, he gives you contact with God. If you dwell there, then naturally your coming and going is ended. You go back to your home, you see. So love of God is implicit obedience to him. To love the world of God and man is the true love of the God and man. Not mere outward obeisance, but the respect of the words to the words he expressed to live up to them. You see? We should, that God and man is already and that is the word personified within us by giving the contact of the word within us. So when he is there, resides himself there with you, and you don't transcend any limitations, any things what he says, you should abide by and not transcend them. If such a man is there, then he need not fear all the world or anybody. He will be beloved of God. Who is loved by the Master, is loved by the Father, God in him. And though whom the God loves, then Christ says, I will manifest myself. God appears in the form of God in man. It is the grace of God which affords us that privilege, you see. And once he is manifest in us, he talks to us just as that. We talk outside. He is our counselor, unpaid, in all our affairs, outward and inner, both. So we have to, this today's talk was about whom should we love and why. Should love God for the sake of the love of God, that is who, in whom God is manifested. He can teach us, he can give us a contact with God. So love God first, then love the God in man next, and no other. For all others we should have love because all souls are the conscious entities of the ocean of all consciousness, and all bodies are controlled by God, that controlling power. So naturally who loves God, he loves all creation, whether animate or inanimate. This we have to do, as you see, in the man body only, which we fortunately have got. So for that purpose we go to the feet of some God in man. And that also, who did such a grace of God? Not it. No son of man can do it. You see, it is all grace of God. When that grace descends, he is brought in contact with somebody at whose he will pour his message. Blessed are they who have such a contact, such a society, such a company. That is a sign, that foreshadow, that they are going back to their homes, to homes. You see. तो आप समझे भाई, किससे प्यार करना चाहिए? बड़ी मोटी बात, परमात्मा जो जन्म भर से रहता है, उसके बाद ऐसी हस्ती जिसके अंदर वो प्रगट फॉर द गॉड इन हिम, उसका प्यार दोनों ही चाहिए। पहले के लिए प्यार इसलिए चाहिए कि वो तक प्रभु प्रगट और हमें प्रगट कर सकता, पूजी दे सकता, और दूसरे के लिए इसलिए कि उसके मिलने से जन्म खत्म हो सकता है, हमेशा के लिए हम प्रभु के घर में जा सकते हैं। तो किसी समाज में रहो, समाजों में कोई फर्क नहीं, यही तालीम है जो हर एक समाज में, दिस इज वेरी टीचिंग गिवन इन ऑल रिलीजन, ऑल मास्टर टू केम दी पार दी गेव दी सेम टीचिंग। दिस ऑफ कोर्स वी आर नॉट टू ओनली रीड आउट आर हेयर इट, बट जस्ट द मोस्ट पार्ट ऑफ इट वी जस्ट हैविंग आवर ओन लाइफ लिव अप टू दैट लेवल and be more nearer we are to God, and more we derive the most benefit from the man body we have got here. तो भाई ये बातें जो आपको समझाई जाती है, ये समझने के लिए नहीं, करने के लिए। अगर करो तो महीने, दो महीने, चार महीने जीवन बन जाए। सुनते बहुत है जो कि हमारा जीवन है नहीं, इसलिए सुनकर एक कान से सुना दूसरे से निकाल दिया, या एक कान से सुना के मुंह से निकाल लिया लोगों को सुनाने के लिए, और अपने जीवन में उसका कोई हिस्सा नहीं आया, तो क्या फायदा? ये बातें मैं ग्रंथों पोथी में भरी पड़ी है, फिर उसको थोड़ा सा डाइजेस्ट करके आपके सामने पेश किया जाता है। नो ड्यूटी, सो ऑल दिस व्हाट इज गिवन टू यू इट इज ओनली व्हाट द मास्टर हैव द राइट व्यू ऑफ दीज थिंग्स, दीज आर गिवन इन बुक्स। Some people hear from one ear and they go through the other ear. Other people hear and give it through the mouth to tell other people, you know so much. Both these things don't give you any real benefit. Unless that very thing forms a part and parcel of your life, the food that is digested gives you strength. Otherwise, that will result in diseases, you see, vanity and other things. तो भाई ये बात आपने सुनी, लेकिन जीवन रोज दिन कोई न कोई एस्पेक्ट आपके सामने आता, कभी एक, कभी दूसरा, कभी तीसरा, कभी चौथा, पता लगे उसके साथ लिंक करना शुरू कर दो जीवन पटक। बाकी ये रहा भाई भजन के लिए, भजन बहुत जरूरी है, उस भजन को संभालने के लिए डायरी बहुत जरूरी है, वो जरूर रखो। तो वो जब आते हो पहले भजन बैठ जाओ, डायरी रखो, नहीं जिसका बनता वो ज्यादा समझ कर बैठ जाया करो, ताकि जो फायदा, ये सिर्फ इन्फॉर्मेशन है कि लिव अप करना है ना भजन की मोह, जिसका भजन नहीं बना उसका कुछ नहीं बना। जिन्हें झगड़े रगड़े ना सिर्फ भजन के नाम ले, उनका हर आ जाता, मैं बहुत कुछ जानता हूँ, मैं हासू हूँ, हरे को ले मत, काल का फायदा है हरे को ले मत, बंद कहो काल कहो, हर एक को अपने अपने जो मेरे समझते कि मेरे सिवा कुछ नहीं हो सकता, मैं ही सब कुछ हूँ, अरे मैं सारे मिलकर उसकी एक ही सेवा करती हूँ, ऑल लेबरर्स इन द विनयार्ड ऑफ गॉड, परमात्मा की खेती बहुत है, फसल बहुत है, लेबर अनवांटेड, गनीमत समझो जिनको ये सेवा मिल जाए, उनको ज्यादा हम्बल होना चाहिए, निवर होना चाहिए, वो भी यहाँ का हमारे स्वाद क्या करता है, उसी को झगड़ा क्या, इसी को छोड़ने के लिए आए थे किसी महापुरुष के चरणों में, और वही बीमारी वहां और अकड़ कर होगी तो क्या है। तो महापुरुष हमारे सुनाया करते थे, बछड़ा दूध से आकर दूध पी जाता, और जब चित्तूर पास रहने वाला खून पीता था, गाय के थनों पर जब चित्तूर खून पीता दूध तो नहीं पीता था, तो पास रहना बड़ी बरकत, इससे पूरा फायदा उठाओ। मगर उसमें अगर मैं बना आ गया तो गया मारेगा, आप उसको कर कछु न जुटा हुआ बानिए तो बोले साहब जो समझने लगे मेरे साथ नहीं हो सकता, अरे भाई उसको फायदा नहीं मिल सकता, समझे? तो भाई माने जन से पूरा फायदा उठाओ, आपको सत्संग मिलता है इससे भी पूरा फायदा उठाओ, क्या भाई आओ।
Good evening and welcome to the satsang for Master Kripal Singh. The recording you listened to was a morning talk called Whom Should We Love? Part 2. It was given on January 9, 1968 in India. Our reader tonight is Marcia Crosby. Hello, Marcia.
Good evening, everyone. This reading is from Spiritual Elixir, Part 2, which is excerpts from the Master's letters to his disciples. I'm reading from the chapter entitled General. Human body is the priceless asset granted by Providence, and its adequate maintenance is the prime concern of the disciplined initiate. Your endeavors for increasing the flow of physical energies with the aid of blank is noted. Please note that the physical body is suffused with infinite strength and vitality if one lives in accordance with the commandments of the Master. These lay great stress on self-restraint. You should always accept whatever comes your way unasked for, and in a natural way, as therein lies your betterment. Work is worship. Be patient and earnest in the discharge of the duties entrusted to you. Such a routine will bless you all around with His grace. The inner revelations of divine order bless the child disciple with wisdom of a subtle type, and the intellect is sharpened in due course. Your interpretation is correct, that one is empowered to read the minds of others, but it is dangerous to meddle in the affairs of others. If spiritual attainments are dissipated in such like showy things, there is every possibility of losing the hard-earned spiritual merit. The disciplined initiates should be all the more humble, pious, and overwhelmingly grateful for the divine grace. You should know that the Lord is hidden to the naked eye, and those to whom He does manifest must be silently receptive and resigned to His will and pleasure. Spirituality is the highest goal in man's life, and it is also the most difficult. Only those who are really in search of truth should venture forth to tread on this path. The spiritual aspirant, like a good horseman, should endeavor to keep his feet in both the stirrups for gaining all-round success. Such a happy and serene life becomes an asset when you accomplish success on spiritual as well as worldly sides. My best wishes are always with you. As long as we do not have an inner experience of the soul, we remain in utter darkness. Bookish knowledge becomes a headache as it draws the mind out into the world through the senses and makes us feel identified with the senses by constant association with the world. On the contrary, self-knowledge satisfies the innate craving and hunger of the soul for peace and happiness. All that we need learn is the book of man, for the greatest study of man is man. Please carry on steadily in order to progress from day to day, and enjoy the true peace and bliss of the beyond. You are always in my mind. Life is full of struggles and troubles. You have to wade through them. It is a liquidation of one's karmas. Please do so with cheer. You have at your back the great master power extending all feasible help and protection. That power shall never leave you until the end of the world. Reading of books is a good thing, but their purpose is that one should mold his life so that the good about which one reads becomes a part of his life. The very fact that we exist makes us want to understand the process of life. How and why have we come into existence, and what happens after death? The discovery of the theory of evolution by modern science does not fully satisfy us, for it deals with the physical side only and does not account for the higher planes of manifestation, i.e., the spiritual planes. In the teachings of Sant Mat, we are given the knowledge of the soul and its journey to the source. You have been put on the way to God, which is the most natural and easiest of all. Do not be led away from the path. Transcend the body and have a flight into the higher regions in order to know thyself and see that you are a drop of the great ocean of consciousness. Radiate love to all creation. The grace of the master power is working over your head bountifully. As you sow, so shall you reap. Let your physical sojourn be sweetly ethical, cooperative, and tolerant. Without these virtues, the great spiritual flights evade you. Be watchful. We are on the way to perfection. We are not yet perfect. Be steadfast and careful, with faith in the master power overhead, and proceed from day to day. You are protected by the master power working overhead. Depend on him. You will have all the necessary inner help. The master is waiting for his dear children to come to him within. Man is the most ancient of all sentient creatures on earth. All religions and all sacred texts came into being only after his advent. All religions were made for the benefit of man, and man was never intended for any religion. God made man, and man made religions. Man is the author of all scriptures. But the grand mystery of life, which the latter describe, ever lies within the human breast. No one can know and solve it unless some master soul points the way in and helps the soul to withdraw and transcend all limitations, physical, astral, and causal, before it is enabled to have a glimpse within and to listen to the inner divine music. You have to face facts squarely, like a brave person. Such things do come up, but are passing phases. Don't lose heart. You have to learn to swim through them. You cannot learn to swim on dry land. Adversities, pitfalls, and errors are the waters through which you have to wade, with the powerful but loving grace of the Master, who is always with you, extending all feasible help, guidance, and protection. Rome was not built in a day, and the true abode of the Lord is not to be attained with a few weeks' labor. Most seekers want quick results. They want miracles and sudden transformation. But the seed generates rapidly only in thin soil and then withers away. The seed that must grow into the life-giving tree must grow more slowly. The science of spirituality, as it has been taught by all masters, and as it has been given to you, is a perfect science. Its truth has been demonstrated by some initial experience. The rest depends upon your individual effort. The divine grace is ever ready to pour itself into the vessel, but the vessel must first be ready. The path is certainly not easy, but for one who has made such love the cornerstone of his life, nothing could be easier or more certain. Jesus never promised the peace and comfort with which the world is familiar. It was the cross he offered. We have to suffer to reshape ourselves, to destroy the old and forge the new. Physical bodies of all are apt to undergo change and are liable to be influenced by diet, climatic conditions, seasons, age, etc. The laws of nature affect everyone, more or less according to the extent one has knowledge of them or neglects in following them. A devoted disciple with simple and cautious living and reposing his all in the master power needs not place much thought on karmic situations. Devotion has always mastered the hard way. Selfless service means a service for which one does not claim any reward or recognition. It is no imposition or taxation, but a free choice to subscribe something for the holy cause. You should meet with your mundane expenses, and afterward, if you happen to save something for your old age, you must save. And over and above that, if you have any surplus to subscribe, you may do so. Man has very great potentialities. He is three times blessed. He possesses body, intellect, and soul. Soul is a link in man with the all-pervading God, and gives power to both intellect and body. All three aspects in man should be fully developed. To the loving and obedient disciple, there should be no fear of death. It will only change the arena of action for the better, until they are escorted to their final home. True renunciation within comes through communion with the Shabd alone. Nature, with all her charms, ceases to have any attraction for the renouncer. By renouncing everything, one penetrates into the all-pervading spirit. His attachment to the environments is done away with, and his bondage to matter is ended. Thus, no more births and deaths await him. Thereafter, the life of the senses and the glamour of the world no longer fascinate him, for he is on the way to the Lord. Gratitude is a tonic for the heart, which is the seat of loving humility and adoring devotion. You are correct in desiring to develop more love for the Master. To love him, one must follow his commandments. Until one can love, obey, and transform one's life, the gift of the Master remains as a seed locked away in a steel vault that cannot sprout and grow to fruition. The masters of the sound current yoga, in speaking of light and sound, do not refer to outer ones of this world, but to inner transcendent ones. The transcendent light and sound, they teach us, are the primal manifestations of God when he projects himself into creation. In his nameless state, he is neither light nor sound, neither darkness nor silence. But when he assumes shape and form, light and sound emerge as his primary attributes. Regarding the surgery you mentioned, you may undergo the same and keep calm. All gracious help and protection comes forth unasked from the Master Power working overhead. You are, however, advised to restrict your diet to the strict vegetarian schedule even in the face of medical advice, which will enable you to pass unscathed during this ordeal with the grace of the Master. You should resort to the repetition of the sacred charge names mentally while fixing your inner gaze in your eye focus and sweetly thinking of the Master during your bed confinement. Besides, you should try to attempt listening to the holy sound current as coming from the right side while reclining or in lying position in bed. All this will go a long way in blessing you with rare courage and fortitude to withstand the hazards of physical pain and mental agony. I was away on tour to different places in the Punjab. This time, over 300 people were initiated, and all of them had wonderful experiences. I am glad you are progressing. The Master is ever with you, guiding and helping at every step. If you go inside and contact the Master within, he will talk to you, and you will be overjoyed. I wish you speedy progress. Please be regular in your practice, and you will progress. Everyone is a precious personality and must have his due reward. Everyone has been endowed with great potentialities which can be developed by making proper use of Master's grace. The Master has, out of compassion and love for his children, blessed them with the benign holy Shabd, and if the loving children learn to obey him, they will improve their welfare. The Master has great love and compassion for one and all. Ruhani Satsang means spiritual gathering and stands for that. It is universal for all humanity and is the way to God as taught by all masters. I am glad you were put on the way for which you are working regularly. If others who were put on the way have left under some misapprehension, it would have been to their interest if they had written to me and clarified the whole position. It is, however, up to them. It is simply delaying their progress on the way to God. I still have love for them. Whenever they will turn their faces this way, they will be welcomed. Fortunate are those who avail themselves of the opportunity while in this life to attain spiritual progress. The Master's grace is always available to the initiates and crowns their efforts with success. You need not magnify your troubles, as the gracious Master Power is always over your head. You should consider yourself as a humble servant of the Lord Master and attend to the duties entrusted to you with diligence and earnestness, caring little for the rewards. Such trials and tribulations are part of the normal routine of physical life, and equanimity of attitude will bless you with rare strength and fortitude. Every initiate of a competent master is destined to reach his true eternal home. The speed is accelerated when the disciple obeys the words of the master. In this way, great progress is made here and now. When an initiate reaches Sach Khand, he or she is free from all passions and desires and is in a complete state of bliss. The question of one being assigned the duty of master depends upon the Lord. The truth is that God is spirit and can be worshipped in spirit only. We cannot worship him with the human hands and much less in handmade temples and synagogues. He dwells in the inmost depths of the human soul. He is immanent in every form and not apart from forms. All colors and all patterns alike take their hue and design from him alone. Whether we believe in him or not, we actually live in him and have our very being in him. Prophecies are merely calculations limited to the comprehension of the human intellect, whereas the divine plan is subject to no physical laws. Never mind about your past, no matter how gloomy or unhappy it has been, because the gracious Master Power has blessed you with the climax of divine mercy when you were privileged to be led to the living Master and were accepted by him. Let the waters of repentance wash away the dross and impurity of heart, and then strive for a better mode of living by complete dedication of heart and soul. The light of God is ahead within, and the heavenly melody is inviting you to let it escort you to his holy feet. The article you sent is quite interesting, and it is a good sign that some of the scientists are now coming to see the truth of the teachings of the Masters and coming together to the conclusion that the basic reality of our universe is not matter, but music, the sound principle, reverberating in and through all creation. The initiates know it and are put on the way to contact this aspect of the great expression of the great Creator and enjoy the great symphony of the incessant music flowing therefrom. This is what Plato called the music of the spheres. You see, therefore, how fortunate and blessed are those who are initiated by a competent master into the mysteries of the beyond. And if the initiates fail to make progress now that they have been given a contact with the divine music by putting in daily effortless effort, they will be missing a rare opportunity. Masters overhead are considering if the disastrous future should be evaded. Let us hope in their benign love for our future good. Those who have transcended the physical self and seen the beyond, to them the world's view becomes altogether changed as they see the whole thing from the level of the soul. For them, no fear of death is left. Now you see how important it is to rise above the body immediately and to contact the beyond. You have the way up. The only question now is to give time to the spiritual practices as prescribed by the Master, in an accurate way, with no hurry or clutching attitude, leaving all to the Master who is working overhead. If you will be regular in your practice in an accurate way, you will progress from day to day. Reactions of our past karmas, as well as the present ones, go a long way to help or retard progress. I hope you realize that you have progressed fairly well as compared with what you were in the past, and more progress still awaits you. The Master Power is working over your head and awakening the real man in you. The dreams you have are the reactions of the subconscious mind, which is filled with the impressions of the past, dreadings of the day, fears of the future. If you do Simran for some time and have some sweet remembrance of the Master as the last thing in the night before going to sleep, the dreams will, in due course, cease to afflict you. Love does not grow in the fields, nor can it be purchased from an apothecary's shop, for it is an impulse which is awakened, kindled, and fired by the lyrical glances coming from the eyes of a love-laden soul. There is another way also, poor though it may be. Try to remember the one you wish to love at all times. This constant remembrance gradually develops into love. This love helps all around. It keeps your mind always directed toward the Master. When it is strengthened, you will begin to lose body consciousness. A sword, when it strikes, cuts a thing in twain. But the sword of love is such that It unites and cements two hearts into one. The world has arrived at that particular cycle in its evolution where there will be a great outpouring of spirit, as foretold by the scriptures and sages. Through the Master's grace, many long hidden esoteric truths will be made known to the world, especially to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. If one is spiritually developed in life, he or she remains so in afterlife. But if one is not so developed, how can he develop after death? We have a golden opportunity now in the human body wherein we can develop to any degree of perfection and become detached from the things of this world. When one has developed overwhelmingly in love and devotion for the Master and has advanced spiritually so much so that he or she has become detached from worldly things, he need not return to earthly life, but will proceed onward in the inner planes with the guidance of the Master Power residing with him. If only the initiates would do and act as they are told, surely they will rise up into the regions of light and supreme joy and meet the radiant and charming Master face to face. It may seem difficult, but it is a practical possibility and is within reach of everyone with the grace of the Master. Everything that is holy, lovely, and good is hard, but the rewards are supremely superb. Psychic phenomena shows only the experience you have on the way up. These are the means to the end, but not the goal. Time factor is necessary in the attainment of all things. Regular attendance at the satsang meeting is very useful and helpful. It keeps the mind on the spiritual track. Avoidance of undesirable society is still another necessary factor, and all of these are extremely important in the beginning. A sapling needs water and nourishment. These factors go to nourish it until it grows into a big tree which mighty elephants cannot shake. The outgoing faculties are to be inverted and the mind stilled. For this, the remedy has already been given to you. Consider how great a blessing of God you have received. You can develop it while living in the world. Be brave. You cannot run away. That is the work of a coward. But there is one important thing to note. Try to surrender completely to the Master, and under the cover of His power, protection, and grace, you will be made through the waters of life unscathed. The loving Father will protect you like a baby in the might of His strong arms and pass you scot-free from the fires of life without a burn. Everyone errs. Through these errors, you have to grow into a pure and lustrous soul. Weed out the shortcomings one by one. The diary is a necessity and must be used for this purpose. It helps you to keep an eye on your ethical side of life, for this must be developed along with the spiritual growth. Remember that the Father wants to embrace His child. If the child's clothing is soiled with dirt or mud, He will not forsake him, but cleanse the child and take him or her into His lap. He is always with His children, whom He loves, 100 times more than the proverbial love of a mother. I am glad you felt the Master walking with you on June 7th to shake off your great load of anxiety and your paralyzing nervous reactions of the wrongs done to you by others, and that it toned your spirits. As long as you live in the world, you must be up and doing. You must work with ambition and wholeheartedly and therein lies all beauty. All of creation is beautiful. You love God. As he is immanent in every form, you must love all his creation. But be not attached. Just as you go to a garden, you enjoy the beauty of the flowers and the verdure of the bushes, but you do not pluck the flowers or uproot the plants, otherwise the gardener would take you to task. You cannot have the results according to your desires or expectations. So always do your best and leave the results to the master overhead. And whatever the results are, take them with good cheer. They are always beneficial to the initiated because the master power working overhead knows what is best for his ailing child. And I will stop there. That reading again was from Spiritual Elixir, Part 2, the chapter entitled General. Thank you, Master.
And thank you, Marcia, for reading Master's gracious, beautiful words. There were 49 participants at tonight's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Divine Master, for your valuable, loving guidance and blessings.
The first principle of devotion and bhakti is what? To know that God is everywhere. We are living in him, he is in us. If this right understanding comes in, then naturally we'll follow right thoughts. With right thoughts, it will be right speech. And with right speech, it will be right actions.